I just have a question about God, and you were saying I am. So are you saying that we are all God, or are we all part of God? Or is there some superior being
What's the difference?
I want to know if there's like a supreme being that we're all a part of, or there's no supreme being, and we are all God.
There is no, the only supreme being is you. And every one of you individual human creators are the supreme being. You are in charge of creating everything that is in your reality. Period. In a sentence. And these multiple realities, there are many points of view that the human creators then look at to decide where they are in retrospect with where everyone else is supposed to want to be. And that's where the anomalies start to wither and wane a bit. Just know that all the power that is in you, period. And if you can grasp that, then your life becomes very blissful, or at least better than it is right now.
There's a Ben Abba that was talking about the immortals, and he was talking about a 2,800-year-old man, if that's possible, still alive, and that knew Jesus for 6 years. And is there any truth to that?
Yes, absolutely. There's lots of immortals. Lots of immortals. We want you to be immortal because you already are. The only reason that there's death is because you embrace it. You do not have to die. You are immortal. You are an eternal being.
It actually makes sense to me because if we're, non-physical, inhibiting this physical vehicle for this earthly experience, then, and once we leave it, then the body goes. But say we don't want to leave it, what's to knock off the body? What runs the body? Isn't it just non-physical running the body?
Non-physical doesn't run anything. You are non-physical, okay? But your body is naturally recreating itself constantly.
Okay.
Constantly. So you don't have the same lips that you had 5 years ago. You have new ones. Some people don't have the same breasts they had yesterday because they get them augmented. But that's another thing. But every dynamic, you don't have the same soles of your feet. You don't have the same toenails. You don't have the same hair. You don't have the same liver. You don't have that. It's constantly being regenerated. Constantly. Perfectly. You do not have to age.
Okay, and can we reverse it?
You don't have to reverse it. You just have to ease off the gas a little bit. If you didn't concentrate so much on oil of Olay, your skin wouldn't think it needed a wrinkle, so you had to find a need for oil of Olay.
What more can I say?